Lance Berkman is joining us here on the show. Lance, welcome to the show. Congratulations, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
That's great stuff.
What is this, Lance Berkman? Quiet, reserved. Is this baseball manager Lance Berkman?
Well, I just said three words. Give me a break.
I just wanted a little more juice. There's a little more juice in the conversation here. Thanks,
well, Hutz. I got a lot going on.
Yeah, he's the manager of a team now, okay?
That's right.
So how long has this been in the works?
Over the last couple of weeks, for sure. Me wanting to coach in college has been in the works for a while, but this opportunity has been, over the last couple of weeks, we've been working on it, so it's been good.
Yeah, how difficult was it with Rice's job opening up as well?
Well, I mean, Rice is going to do what Rice is going to do. I really have no control over that. So I have to, take the opportunity where it presents itself. And I think HBU is a great fit for me. And I'm just excited to, to have a project to work on. And really think there's a lot of potential here from a standpoint of being in a great baseball city, and getting to build a program from the ground up is really appealing. So there's a lot of things about the job that I'm excited about.
So Chase was an intern here, and he's a good friend of the show, and he played at HBU, and he says, tell Lance that former HBU players are here to help with whatever he needs. So
yeah, well, that's, one of the things I want to do is try to rally the alumni, and I think that's part of what you have to do when you're building a program is incorporate some of the past guys. I think the college programs that have been really successful, especially here recently, make it a point to try to incorporate as many of the former players as they can, because it really is, helps build that family type atmosphere that's so important when you're recruiting. And it's great for fundraising, and in many ways the alumni are kind of the lifeblood of the program. So that's one of my goals, is to try to get as many of those former guys as I can back involved.
Yeah, Lance Berkman with us, manager HBU here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. With your name, I don't know, do people still remember who you are? I don't know if people...
I don't know either. And it really doesn't matter at this point because I've got a job description that doesn't require them to know who I am.
Well, it does when you're sitting in the living room and saying, I have 50 bombs at Rice, and I remember I played in the big leagues too. I don't know if you remember that. So I know how to get there. I know what it takes to get there. So send your son to play for me.
He's not La Russa. He's still. Yeah. He's still in his 40s.
You got to understand, just because you could play doesn't mean you can coach. And so I'm looking at this like, hey, this is an unproven territory for me. I got to sort of earn my stripes and prove to people that I can coach. So the playing career is great, and it's I think it's a good asset to have, especially when it comes to, sort of knowing what it takes to get to professional baseball and be successful there. And I can help shorten the learning curve for a lot of kids that have those same aspirations. So in that way, it's very helpful. But in terms of, like I said, just because you could play, in fact, I'm sitting here thinking of all of my former teammates. There's only a handful that I would consider to be capable of being a good coach, just because of the communication aspect of it. And some of those guys have a hard time communicating effectively.
Who are those guys?
Well, I'm not going to name names here, John, but they're definitely out there, and I think you probably know some of them.
Oh, yeah, I know a few of them. I know a few of them. So Lance Berkman with us here. Managing HBU. Now, what kind of team are you inheriting? What do you know about them?
Well, they weren't very successful last year. I know that they won 14 games. I think they were like 14 and 30 some odd, so not a great record. But like I said, I think this university is a sleeping giant. I said that yesterday in the press conference. I may have said it earlier. I'm getting older, so I can't remember if I'm repeating myself, but. Being in Houston, being in a warm weather environment, we play in the decent conference in the Southland. So there's a lot of things that I think are really positive, and it's just a matter of getting the right guys in school here. And we're gonna have to be really good at identifying players that may be a little bit under the radar and then developing them when we get them into school here. So if we can do those two things, I think we'll be successful. And I, the first thing we've got to do is raise the profile of the baseball program, because it's not something, I mean, you know, if you think, oh, who has Division I baseball in the city of Houston? Obviously, you think of Rice, you think of University of Houston. HBU sometimes is not even mentioned in that. So the first thing I got to do is raise awareness and say, hey, this is a legitimate program. We're going to be a force to be reckoned with going forward. We're going to develop good players, and we're going to give these teams like Texas and A&M and Baylor, and, you know, in our midweek games, we're going to give them a handful when they come play us, or when we go play them. So that's the goal, and if we can do that, you know, being positioned where we are, I think we have a chance to be really good.
You famously had a pretty good pitcher work with you when you were a high school manager in Andy Pettitte. Do you anticipate reaching out to any friends or any former baseball people to come work with you, or at least gauge their interest in working with you at HBU?
Yeah, and I talked to Andy about coming over and being the pitching coach, and at this time I think he's, you know, he wants to stay with Luke. He's got a son that's going to be a junior at Second Baptist, and Andy's helping out over there. He's the pitching coach at Second. So I think until Luke graduates high school, he wants to stay there, and which is great. And, you know, of course, a couple of years from now, you don't know what his temperature is going to be. I know he's an excellent coach, and he's great with the kids, so I'd love to have him as part of the program in some capacity, even if it's not full-time. But, yeah, as far as other staff goes, you know, there's certainly, I got some names in my mind. And what I'm really looking for there is I'm looking for younger guys that have been in the coaching business that are, you know, that are hungry to work. And because that's, we're going to have to out hustle people, and we're going to have to get out there and cast a wide net with relationships and look at kids and get in living rooms, because we're going to get told no a lot. So, I got to have guys that are willing to get out there and really work. And, so I know a couple of kids that, I say kids are young men, I mean, that I really like and that I think would be great, in that capacity. And so, just starting the process now of identifying assistants.
Yeah. Lance Berkman with us here on ESPN 97.5. Isn't this a little bit different? Is college baseball a little bit different that I don't have to go to one of the biggest names? If it's, you know, the football Alabama offers, or, you know, whomever. Baseball's a little different, and basketball's a little bit different too, that I can go to a smaller place and I can still shine, and I can still get what I want done and possibly be seen by major league scouts.
Yeah, and the thing about both of you mentioned basketball also, you know, you don't need as many players. And so, I mean, in baseball, if you know, give me four really good college pitchers and we're going to be competitive. I mean, that's all there is to it. So because you don't need to have 60 guys that are blue chip prospects to be successful, there's a lot of parity in college baseball. And so, you know, and baseball players develop a little differently than football players do. Sometimes it takes them longer to kind of come into their own. And so, there's the opportunity to have a guy that is, let's say you got a pitcher, but well, I mean, the perfect example is Matt Anderson. When he came to Rice our freshman year, he was throwing 88 miles an hour in the fall. And by the time he left, he was throwing 101. So, you know, guys can really develop in college as baseball players, leaps and bounds, you know, a little bit more than they do in the other sports. So, that creates an opportunity where if you can, you know, some of it's luck. I mean, you just get lucky. Hey, I like this kid. I like his attitude. He's got a good frame and a nice arm action, but he's only up to 86, 87. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he's a mid to high 90s guy. That can happen to you, but being good at identifying those guys gives you a chance in college baseball where, like you said, I mean, heck, if you're not in the Power Five and in college football, you're pretty much just, you know, you're just playing a schedule. You don't really have a chance to compete, but I do believe, you know, even a good mid-major has won the, I mean, heck, Rice is a mid-major. They have a national championship. Coastal Carolina is a mid-major. They have a national championship. It's not, you know, not just going to Omaha, but actually winning the thing. It can be done. So, we're going to set lofty goals and expectations here, and hopefully we can live up to them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Lance Berkman was here on ESPN 97 and learning from a guy like you. You know, all the tricks of the trade, like when you're running into the dugout with only two outs, you know,
yeah,
knee injury.
See,
yep. When you don't get hit in the head with a pitch. and you hold your head. Yeah.
Yeah, most programs are only going to get, you know, kind of what I would consider, you know, Johnny Standard baseball coaching. What we can offer at HBU is the more nuanced, some of the finer points of trickery and, you know, fake injuries are a big part of that, learning how to work umpires, you know, that kind of thing. We're very astute in those areas.
More of a holistic approach.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't, you know, a lot of these programs are just developing like hitting and pitching and that kind of thing. I mean, that's only part of the game. They don't really understand the other parts, but we do. So we're gonna offer that, and that's gonna be a big part of our game plan.
When you're kicking the ball out and around out in left field, and it ends up in a baggie, and then
right.
That,
you know, we're not above saying pulling the old "Hey, what's that over there?" trick, and the guy when he looks over there kind of thing. So, we'll take every advantage we can get.
No, you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm sure, like in baseball, I mean, San Jack, it's a different level, obviously, but San Jack became, well, I'm sure San Jack could have beaten how many of the Division I programs and whatnot. You get some talent in baseball, it doesn't matter how big a school you are. This is a sleeping giant in the middle of the city of Houston. With all this talent here, I'm sure you're going to keep a lot of guys home.
Well, and you know, the crazy thing about baseball, and again, I'm not discounting the intangibles in other sports like football or basketball, but for some reason, it seems like baseball belief is such a huge component of it, and the confidence of, when I was playing with the Astros, we had never won a playoff series, and you know, in 2004, we brought in Andy Pettit and Roger Clemens. Both guys had tremendous success in the postseason and had won World Series. And it was like, when we brought those guys in, it legitimized our team. And not that we didn't have great players on our team with Bagwell and Biggio and guys like that before, but bringing those guys in did something for our confidence. And so when we got into the postseason in 2004, we knew we could win. And so that belief, the power of belief is something in baseball that has a huge impact. And so if you get, you know, if you get a couple guys on the mound that can really get it done, and then you get a group that really believes in itself, you can beat anybody. I mean, you really can. Baseball is a funny sport that way. So, I absolutely think that, you know, that we can be successful here. Even nationally, we can be successful. So, it's just, matter of, like I said, getting the right kids in here and developing them, getting them to believe, the right mindset. I mean, all that's very important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're going to be limited with, hey, what did you learn coming up in baseball? I'm not going to point any fingers, but you got to watch these kids' arms. You know, I know you knew that at Second Baptist, but you see some college coaches heavily criticized for throwing guys way too much, worrying more about wins than that kid's arm. That's something that you have always got to keep in the back of your mind.
Yeah, and I think that starts in the fall, like with your arm care, the way you get guys ready physically. The strength and conditioning part of baseball has come so far since when I was in school there. I mean, I remember, you know, being at Rice and, you know, our pitchers were doing power cleans and snatching the bar up over their head, you know, that kind of thing where it puts a lot of strain on the shoulders and you kind of think about that and cringe. But, I think you start in the fall getting guys in shape, making sure they're doing their arm care, their mobility, all the things that we've learned over the last 25 years. And then you just have to monitor, you know, and you got to know your personnel. I mean, some guys can take a bigger workload than others, and you just have to, you know, you do have to be careful because it's not just if the kind of player that I want to get to come to HBU are the kind that have aspirations to play beyond college. And, you know, in order to get that kind of kid in, they've got to know that, hey, look, I mean, I'm going to take care of you. I'm not going to put you in a position where you're jeopardizing your future with baseball possibilities because I want you to throw 220 pitches in a game. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be very cognizant of that. And you know, you never want to hurt a kid in any way. So I'm here to help them. And so that's what we're going to be about.
Yeah, but isn't it going to be difficult for you? I mean, when you're telling them, hey, you guys got to work out because they're going to go, well, I saw a video of you, coach. It looked like you never worked out. So
that's one of those things where perception and reality are two different things. And you obviously can't get to the major leagues without putting in a tremendous amount of time and effort. And so I guess these kids are going to work. I had to work. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, I just rolled out of bed and showed up, even though that was the persona that I sometimes like to put out there.
And the body type, too. I mean, you weren't like the most muscular guy.
You can't escape John. Yeah. He continues to try to come at you with this.
No, it's just, you have a little bit of a boiler, but don't forget, I did play a full season in center field. So I wasn't that
Yeah, I remember that. Up the, where you're turning left.
World famous catch up the hill. Did he not make that?
No,
so
he did.
Just be careful when you're talking about being out of shape. You know, like, I'm not saying I was the greatest center fielder in the world, but they thought I could handle it, so they put me out there. And if, you're not going to have somebody that weighs three bills running around out there.
Yeah, but they also put Biggio out there. So, I mean, we got to.
Well, yeah, I mean, but Biggio is in great shape, and he still is.
I know. I think they were desperate, but never mind. I'm just saying. That's just saying. That's all I'm saying. All right.
You're just saying. That's all you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. Hey,
that makes a lot of sense. I mean, this is unbelievable. You know, you could make a great politician because you managed to say absolutely nothing in about 5 minutes of talking.
Use some of those in the living rooms when you're talking to parents.
Yeah.
Get the kids to come.
They'll be confused. They'll be so confused. They won't know what's going on.
Just say, I want you to come. Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Lance Berkman. Manager, are you head coach at Houston Baptist? He is the new baseball in charge at HBU. Congratulations, man. And we know this is what you've been wanting, so this is great. Best of luck. We'll be watching out for your club.
All right. Thanks, guys. Always great to be on with y'all.
All right.
Lance Berkman. Good luck.
Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.